I've been on the left side these past, what have I been here, 2 weeks, I think? Okay. 12 days, I've been on the left side.
Great. And is that where they see you, it would appear by them putting you there? If they
You know, talking to coach, he just wants me to stick to one side right now just until I learn the playbook. And then from there, you know, I can go back and forth from side to side.
How's the transition been, obviously, after playing tackle in college?
Good, actually. You know, I was working with Howard Mudd and Bob Wiley, two, you know, highly ranked offensive line coaches that have been in the league a while. So between the two of them, I think they have over 60 years of knowledge in the offensive line. So I was working with them at all three positions. So, you know, I did have a little comfortability coming into it.
What are you learning about the guard position? I know it's only been, 2 weeks?
You have a tight space. You know, at tackle, you're out there on the island. You know, you don't have as much help. When you're playing guard, I mean, not necessarily that you have help every play, but, you know, you're down there. You got guys on each side of you, so you're in a narrow space and whatnot. And you also have the ability to be a lot more aggressive, which is something, you know, that's how I play, is aggressive. So that's what I like about it.
Do you feel like being sticking on one side is going to help you in that transition?
Right now? Yeah, just to help me learn the plays. But once I got the plays, you know, locked up in my head and whatnot, going back and forth shouldn't bother me.
When you say you play aggressive, what does that mean? Are we going to see you blocking the guy after the whistle? I mean, are you just pounding guys through the end zone? What are you doing? Tell
Leg
us.
Whip. You know what? I like to hit people. That's why I play the game. That's why I play offensive line. I'm an aggressive guy. And like I just said, I like to hit people. So, you know, coming off the ball, being as aggressive as I can every play is how I play. You know, with the, you know, besides a pass set, when, you know, I got to get a little depth off the line. But like I said, I like to be as aggressive as I can every play. But no, I'm not going to hit anyone after
the
whistle.
Can that ever get you in trouble?
When you're at tackle, yeah. You got a little more freedom, I think, playing the guard position because you do have help. And, you know, that D tackle can only go so far to the left or the right without running into someone.
Got a chip on your shoulder a little bit, being a small school guy and people going, well, let's see how this small school guy does. It may give you a little more motivation.
Gives me motivation, yeah, but I played with a chip on my shoulder my entire life since I started playing football from third grade. I was playing up with the fourth and fifth graders, and, you know, they thought I was going to come in and be soft and they're going to be able to, you know, beat up on me and gang up on me, but I got two older brothers, and that's where my aggression, you know, comes from.
On the same way you're saying that, just about being one of the top picks with this whole group out here, do you feel a leadership role along with Jawan maybe to lead out here?
Definitely. And, you know, one thing that I didn't realize watching the draft was how many of the guys were team captains in college. I think that's something that, you know, can be looked upon our organization. They want leaders to come in here and, you know, yeah, we are rookies, but we like to think of ourselves as some leaders among the younger guys in this rookie class.
What a great opportunity to know, too. Obviously, you look at every team and know there's some openings here and that you can play right away if you get off to a good start.
Definitely. You know, to be completely honest with you, I haven't really been focused on whether I'm going to play right away or not. I've just been working with as many veterans and as many coaches as I can to get this playbook locked up.
I know it's only rookies and free agency tryouts, but do you size up the guys around you? Different level?
Definitely. You know, this is it's a different level of competition, but at the same time, it's really no different. It's still the game of football. You know what I mean? It's a better level of play, a better level of competition, but, you know, you still play the game in between the lines.
I was curious, just do you ever, when you realize you're going to get drafted by the Dolphins, do you ever look back at the stats from last year, like yards per carry and how many sacks? Did you look at any of that stuff?
Not personally, no. I heard different media personnel, ESPN and other people, you know, commenting on different stats like that. You know, maybe they gave up a lot of sacks. So, you know, looking for the Miami Dolphins to maybe draft some offensive linemen this draft. But as everyone knows, you really never know what's going to happen draft day.
Do you ever have a good feel that this might be where you ended up? Did it ever sense just by the interest they had in you throughout the process?
You know, they came to a couple games and a couple practices up in Fargo, and when I came down here for my visit, and met with Mr. Hickey, Coach Philpin, Coach Benton, Coach Bickley, and all these guys, you know, I got a good feel of the interest, yeah, but at the same time, like I just said, you don't know what's going to happen draft day. And, you know, lucky enough for me, they traded up to get me, and I got brought into a great situation.
Losing.